The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Here we go, baby. Come on.
Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Francis Talbot with Joseph Charles on the radio. Good morning. Happy Friday, January 17th, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Baby, it is cold outside. Please be careful out there, all right? It is cold. It's like freezing. In my neck of the woods, I'm looking here, 22 degrees out in Hunterdon County, you know, and it's in New York City, 24 degrees in New York. So please be careful out there, all right? It's going to stay that way. And we got a kind of a cold week. Joe Lumberg will fill you in on what it is. But I worry about you. I worry about you. You know I do. A lot going on, you know, and we got a lot to talk about. We got Jeffrey Lyons on the show, Russ Salzberg, Steve Adubato coming up, Mike Gallagher, Assembly Member Nicole Malliotakis is going to join us, Maureen Callahan, and you always at 877-970-2999. So, and there's a lot of news to get into. And getting into the impeachment thing, if I could just start here before we go back to Al and see how he's doing. But it's so
still
wrong. What is that? You're not fat, Al. You're not. And by the way, it's much more interesting talking about Al's shenanigans when he has to go through
fatness
every day. And no, please. That's politically incorrect. You're not supposed to.
Not for me. Not if I'm saying it about me. Let me sue myself. All right.
Jackie Gleason. Remember as Reggie Van Gleason? My, you're fat. You can say that. So, but really, I'm watching the impeachment thing unfold. Frankie, right? And it's like, and it's so. And you have all the quote-unquote pomp and circumstance of the Senate and the House of Representatives. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that we're going through this. And then they have the Supreme Court justice coming over, and he keeps coming over, and he's got a sworn what do they call the managers? They put and tell me, Frank, Adam Schiff is going to run this impeachment situation? Or no, he's going to plead the case for the House.
Well, one of seven. Right? There's seven impeachment managers.
Oh,
they're basically like the prosecutors. You know, one of the more, I mean, I agree with you, it's a total circus and a total waste of time. But one of the more interesting tweets that I saw yesterday actually came from Senator Chuck Grassley, who said that, Justice Roberts is going to be subjected to a lot of cameras and live coverage over the next few days. Hopefully he gets used to this and will put cameras in the U.S. Supreme Court. I couldn't agree more with Chuck Grassley there.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I've long
yeah.
called for cameras in all federal
yeah.
courts, including
yeah.
the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
good for
yeah.
Chuck Grassley for saying that yesterday. And I think he's absolutely right.
Well, and then he had the Supreme Court justice had to swear everybody in. And those are so. But why is Schiff over? I guess because he's from the House.
Yeah,
and they have to explain the article. articles of impeachment to the Senate.
Exactly.
All right. All right.
And, of course, I believe Gerald Nadler is one of the House impeachment managers. Hakeem Jeffries, another New Yorker. He's going to be there. Zoe Lofgren and a couple of others.
Yeah, they. Pay, I'm telling you. And then sitting there, and I, who did I see with Tucker last night? He was saying it was Senator Cotton. Who's that with Tucker yesterday? And he said, "Look, if after we hear Adam Schiff, after we hear Nadler, we may just give in to anything they want." I can't take it anymore. Do they know? I don't know that they know, because I think when they go back to the districts and the elite, the super in pseudo intellectual elitists, you know that they are, that are in Nancy Pelosi's district in San Francisco and I guess Schiff supporters down there by Los Angeles, they don't look around. They don't see. They don't care about those less fortunate than themselves. They don't see the homeless, the problems that they have on the streets and the inner cities. They just don't care. It's all politics. They're more concerned about taking down this president, and it's embarrassing. And you and I got to sit through this. It starts Tuesday, and the networks will stop everything and just concentrate on this. How long? What do you think? You think it'll go to trial, Frankie? Your instinct. You think it'll go to trial? You think they'll try to shut it down early? The Republicans.
No, I think there'll be a trial. I mean, I think it'll be witnesses
and one witness after another, because it's true. You know, when they were saying that if the Democrats want to bring in witnesses, we want to bring in Rudy Giuliani, we want to bring in John Bolton. It's like, oh my gosh, here we go again. We went through this whole thing through the House. Now they're going to bring it to the Senate. And then indeed, does the Senate bring in Joe Biden and Hunter Biden?
Well, yeah. I mean, if there are going to be witnesses, then you can expect witness reciprocity. I mean, you're not going to see John Bolton and Rudy Giuliani and then none of the witnesses that the Republicans want to call. Either there'll be witnesses that are damaging for everybody, or there'll be witnesses, or there'll be no witnesses. So, I mean, that's the only way you'll get a majority. Senator Susan Collins, she came out yesterday and she said that she wants to hear witnesses. I think Romney has said the same thing. So I think, maybe that's the best course of action for history's sake. Get it, all these witnesses out there on the record, sworn in. And we'll see what happens.
I can't tell, but there's some part of me that really wants to see the witnesses, because I want to see Joe. I want them to call Joe Biden. I want them to call Hunter Biden. I want them to call, because now what's happening now, when you get people who go on, and Frank, they go on the MSNBC, they go on Rachel Maddow's show. And then this guy, Lev Parnas, goes on and he starts saying, oh, I know the president. He knew everything was going on in Ukraine. He knew what was going on. And then it becomes like, it gets to Pelosi and the press starts with the narrative like, this guy is authentic. When in the name of God are they going to, in this country, say, if you're accused of something, before it hits the press, before it gets to be gossip, before people start doing commentary on it, and I'm guilty as charged. I do the same thing. You hear something and then you talk about it, but you should be guilty, convicted, in a court of law before anything is even said about it. A guy goes on Rachel Maddow's show on MSNBC, Frankie, this guy from Ukraine, and he starts saying things about Rudy Giuliani, or what I said about Mike Pence, or what about President Trump. And now Nancy Pelosi goes, well, if that's true, then we're going to have more articles of impeachment. Did I actually see her say that yesterday on television, Frank?
It wouldn't surprise me, but clearly these two articles aren't going over too well, so we'll see what happens going forward. And you know what? I don't have a high regard for Lev Parnas, and it looks like he probably is guilty of these campaign finance violations that he was indicted for.
But I
think the fact that the president and Mayor Giuliani would keep a guy like Lev Parnas around, it says a lot about how the political system needs to be reformed. I mean, the fact that these millions and millions of dollars is what greases the skids of the political system, not just in Washington, but in Albany and Trenton, shows that we need a radical reform of our entire political process, because there's no reason a guy like Lev Parnas should have any influence in the halls of government.
I shouldn't even be there. And even that's thousands of pictures taken. I mean, right, I know well, that. But, thousands. And
Mayor
and you
Giuliani
don't know who the
brought,
person is.
Mayor Giuliani brought him to President Bush's funeral as well. Yeah, I mean, the only, if this guy didn't have all this money and the ability to raise all this money and the ability to give all this money, he wouldn't have this degree of access to people like the president and the president's personal attorney. So I think wherever you fall, left, right, or somewhere in the middle, I really think that the fact that Lev Parnas and others like him, not just him, have this degree of access to our politicians shows there's something really wrong with our political system. And I don't know whether it's campaign finance or something else, but we need to reform the whole way politics is conducted.
And if they go on a show, a television show, no matter what the show is, whether it's MSNBC, whatever it is, that shouldn't be like evidence. It's somebody, they really take this as, they said in an interview. What does that got to do with anything? It doesn't, for crying out loud. Oh, it just makes me crazy that we're at to where we are in politics. And you're absolutely right. It's time to just, and then we vote for a guy like Donald Trump to rip it up, you know, down there, and it's just an uphill battle all the way. Hey, Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Steve Adubato is going to join us. Russ Salzberg this hour as well. And Big Al Gattulo, there's a lot going on, but Big Al Gattulo, so Al, if you're just joining us and you missed the intimate hour, you may want to just podcast the 6 o'clock hour when you check that out when we go off the air about 10:30. That's posted, you know. And Al, this is the best. So Al apparently went to buckle his pants yesterday, just to fill you in. And this is a Good Friday story with all the craziness that's going on in Washington. Let's divert with Al, please, for a second. So he goes to buckle himself, and he accuses me of calling him fat. I have not once said that. Just for the record, Your Honor, right. I have not said that. Yep. Well, not once. But Al goes to buckle his belt. The belt breaks, and then he gets all mad. He gets out of
because my pants kept falling down. I look like a hip hop artist. The big badonka donk. I mean, it's just terrible. Yeah.
So then, and then you go
heavy
to the gym.
Heavy Al instead of Heavy D.
You went to the gym. And then, but meantime,
no. But before the gym, I went to the supermarket and I lost a pint of ice cream that I bought. And
did you bought the ice cream on the way to the gym?
On the way to the gym, on the way home. Why would I buy ice cream on the way to the gym? Think how absurd that sounds. Now, that really would show that I'm
well,
fat.
Well, no, you could put
that would
ice
really
cream...
make me Dom DeLuise. No, like, I'm buying the ice cream to eat on the way to the gym to work it off.
You put the ice cream in front of the treadmill.
Yeah, Fatso, it's a great movie. Yeah. Just put a little butter on it. A little butter. Remember, he's trying to feed his brother. His brother doesn't want to...
Frank, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, you put the ice cream in front of the treadmill, and it's like you're pedaling towards the ice cream.
No, what's worse at the gym is that they have TVs on the treadmills and stuff, right? That's why I use the bike, because there's no TV on there. And I see most of the people, they're either watching CNN or they're watching the Food Network. Now, why would you watch the Food Network while you're working out on a treadmill? You're trying to work off the weight. You're looking at food the whole time.
I think we should do what Kimberly and I used to do. Just put that ice cream.
That's just cruel and unusual punishment. Buying a hot dog sundae to watch it melt on an airplane. You're sick.
I tell you, I should. Jocko probably does. You think Jocko Willink does that, Frank? Don't you think so?
I don't think he eats a lot of junk, but he has said that if he has one weakness, it's mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Wow. I used to do it just to tempt myself and just to show my discipline. We would go on 3 month diets. I would go on 3 month diets, and I figured out how to do this. There was a guy, Jim in Westwood. His name was Pete Browning, and he was a kid. He was a kid that helped me train when I first started working out. Right. So they tell me I got cancer, and this is what people don't understand. They say 1981, you got cancer, and then at first they thought it was benign. Then they said, oh, by the way, you have a medullary carcinoma. Well, thanks for telling me. And then I went to my doctor, Dr. Marvin Belsky, a genius doctor, God bless him. And he said, you got it. That's why I always tell you about antioxidants and balance of nature. He said, you got to take fruits and vegetables. You can't, don't do this, don't do that. And you know what, Joe, you should really try to exercise. He says that. So, of course, me being obsessive compulsive, I take it right to the limit. Oh, exercise? Sure. So then I got to run into Sylvester Stallone in L.A., right? And I would say, Sly, man, look at you. You are so ripped. I told you this. I said, how do you stay so ripped? And he said, fish and rice. Fish and rice. And I said, oh, fish and rice. Okay. So me, of course. I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold, I don't do drugs or steroids or nothing. I said, what? How can I look bigger on camera? Overhead light. So I learned all those tricks, you know. But you would go on, if I had to do a commercial for like Bally's or for like GNC, or we had to do a TV show. I did one of the HBO specials where I did a Bruce Piscopo, the character, you know, like Bruce Lee, and I had to rip up. I would go on a 3-month diet. Albert, 3 months. It was 3 months of just, you know, carbs,
what do you say?
Protein, and nothing.
Why'd you have to single me out?
Because
I'm fat. That's why, see? Yeah, it's the subtle
I'm
digs.
I'm just telling you.
No, it's the subtle digs. It's the subtle digs. Fatty, don't, you know, put the ice cream down. It's all right, fatty.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, no. No, it's okay. It's all right.
It's a short.
It's all right.
It's a short.
Good. When I'm
months.
Drinking a beer tomorrow, I'm going to think about you, fatty. That, you know, I got it. Thanks.
And I'm going to eat a foot-long hot dog
I am.
From
I'm going to go to Rutt's Hut. That's right. I'm going to go to Rutt's Hut afterwards, and I'm going to shove 4 hot dogs down my fat gullet. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
God, I love this
exactly
guy.
What I'm gonna do.
I love this guy.
Yeah, give me
saying.
4 rippers, all right? 4 of them.
Rippers.
I would do 3 months. I'm just saying, you go on 3 months goes so very quickly. And you
yeah,
know, the discipline.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
The discipline very myself. Quickly. Sometimes yeah. I would put an ice cream sundae in front of me and I would just watch it
torture.
Melt on the.
See, exactly. That's sick. That's a sick.
That is torture.
I know. It's like, isn't it like, Frank, it's like G. Gordon Liddy with the hand over the candle.
Seriously, right. if I was on that plane and I saw that ice cream melting, I would take that ice cream away from you and eat it right in front of you.
Oh.
I would.
Oh.
Be like, I'm sorry, you're not going to eat this. And just eat it.
Wow. Was it hot fudge?
Yeah, of course it
oh,
was.
Oh, I put everything on it. We put everything on it, yeah.
I could not
watch
resist
it melt.
That.
Oh,
no,
God,
I could not resist chocolate. No way. Mm-mm.
But God, I love
wow.
Al. I mean, how do you, we love our Al, don't we?
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
7:21. Steve Adubato coming up. Russ Salzberg as well this hour. And
awesome.
Debbie Duhame right now on this cold Friday, baby, in New York. Debbie's got the traffic for you this morning on AM 970. The answer. Thanks, Deb.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks. Let's go to the LIE eastbound up by Searingtown Road. Just the right lane block now getting through that area after last night's accident over there. Sunrise Highway west at Ocean Ave getting into North Patchogue. Watch for a collision. Verrazano Bridge, upper level into Staten Island. An overturned tractor trailer, kind of windy, so be careful in the tractor trailers if you're going over the bridges. Let's go to the Grand Central Parkway west, right at the BQE with an accident there. We're still seeing some slowdowns this morning as you head to the Hudson River crossings, 25 in at the GWB to the upper, only 10 to the lower, and from the Palisades Parkway, Lincoln 15, Holland still about 20. It's kind of busy on the Garden State Parkway North at 148 in Bloomfield with an accident. 80 west, the ramp at exit 60 into Patterson, a collision over there, and we're still seeing some slowdown southbound Thruway approaching the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high of only 30. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks around the world following Wall Street higher after Washington and Beijing inked an interim trade agreement. China also reporting 6.1% economic growth in 2019. That's the lowest since 1990, but forecasters pointed to improved activity in December. On Wall Street, all three benchmarks finished at all-time highs, the Dow closing up 267 to 29,297, the NASDAQ up 98, the S&P 500 crossing the 3,300 mark for the first time ever. In the digital tech tax fight with France, the French finance minister weighing in, saying it's up to U.S. authorities to make a move in coming days, also that the European Union would retaliate if the U.S. sets sanctions against France. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the HOPE 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. My second business was open 6 days a week and I worked from home the seventh day. I maintained that ridiculous schedule for 8 years. One Saturday morning in 1999, I woke up late for work and was greeted by my six-year-old.
Oh, hi, Dad. Why aren't you at work?
I answered, because it's Saturday. He said,
oh, thanks for visiting, Dad.
His words pierced my heart. I had become a workaholic. It was decision time. What's more important, family or work? I chose family and I stopped working 7 days a week. That's why I created Patriot Software, so entrepreneurs can run their payroll in minutes, which gives more time for their families. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Retro Fitness. Al, I'll tell you, no.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. No, this is great. We would be honored if Al came down. And we would love for you to come down listening to Retro Fitness, Flemington, New Jersey. So my business partner, Stacy, goes, hey, Joe, let's do a gym. I go, sure. Me being I'm kind of like a gym rat, you know? And I know Retro Fitness, really, the best gyms are the Retro Fitnesses around the country. You know that. So they're just great. So I go, let's do it. So we open the gym in Flemington, New Jersey. We invite you to come down. Then Retro comes up with this deal that I could offer you through our gym. And you could do it with any Retro Fitness. You buy one, give one membership. How cool is that? Everybody goes, buy one, get one free. No, you could buy one, give one. That's right. You could buy one and give away a membership to absolutely anyone you want. Unlike other gyms, Retro has created this offer with no gimmicks or strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership, right? And you give a one-year membership away for free. The free member doesn't pay a cent for 12 months. They can come to Retro Fitness anywhere, anytime, all around the country. Of course, we'd love to see you down there at our gym in Flemington, New Jersey. Stacy is standing by for you down there in Flemington, New Jersey at Retro Fitness. 908-238-3695. It's 908-238-3695. If you go to retrofitness.com, check out Flemington, New Jersey. Would you do that? Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Steve Adubato, PBS anchor, author of The Host, The Leadership Hour, at Sundays at AM 970, The Answer. Steve, I'm cracking up because Al's driving me crazy this morning. Where can you go? Dickie D's? Give me a Bloomfield Avenue place where Al can go to really scoff down some good food. Belmont Tavern, Steve Adubato. Come on, am I right?
Good morning, guys. First of all, how are we doing? Joe, I got to tell you, there's an issue of self-control and managing one's appetite that we need to talk about. All I'm going to say is this, the Retro Fitness gym thing, timing better than ever.
Yeah,
Al,
yeah, right.
We have to talk offline.
But I
appreciate your candor and honesty, as always.
Oh, my gosh.
How are we doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great. Oh, the bread on Bloomfield Avenue, too. Oh, gosh, all the good
stuff. Okay, you ready? Here we go. You got calandras? Oh. Okay? Oh. You got Ting-a-ling. No, you're too young to remember Ting-a-lings, right, Joe?
Yeah, no. You know what? A little too...
Hot dogs and lemon ice.
Yeah. Look, but you weren't even born yet when that was going down.
No, I wasn't.
Man.
By the way, I told my staff we talk about Murphy, Trump, and Sweeney, and Cory Booker, and we got Ting-a-ling hot dogs, we got Dickie D's, and we got Calandra's. I'm right on message.
Steve, out of
by the way, Frank told me, don't bring the program down, don't bring depressing. So I'm being upbeat. Frank, how am I doing, buddy?
We're talking about food on Bloomfield Avenue, for crying out loud. Well, you
in
know
Newark.
What? The whole Italian, there was a whole Italian contingency, and Rudy Giuliani would always bust my chops because he would say, everybody would go to New York. Why would anybody want to go to New Jersey? But indeed, my family, they went. They went from Avellino to, how did they end up, you think, in the North Ward, Steve? I mean,
I got to tell you something. I was over at the place called Vinny's on Bloomfield Avenue. I saw Rudy Giuliani there having dinner with the guy Parnas.
Oh, is that for real? No,
I'm sorry. I'm doing shtick, Joe. I apologize.
That's all right. Hey, listen. So tell me. So NJ.com had a great article today. What's Cory Booker going to do now? Does he run again? Is he tired of this? Is this his last run at the
presidency? For president?
Yeah. I mean, you
no,
know.
He's coming back home. Listen, Cory, you and I have known and both we respect Cory. Interviewed him many times. Longtime friend. Let me just say this. I wrote this in a piece the other day that his message of love. I'm a big believer in love, affection, coming together, finding what, you know, brings us together as a people. Timing a little bit off in the polarized, nasty, negative, divisive mood that we're in. The Democrats need to, in their minds, very much beat President Trump. And not enough Democrats were convinced that the message of love would beat Donald Trump in 2020.
Yeah. So he's up for, when is he up for re-election? When is Cory up for re-election? Next year? Is it this year?
It's 2022. It's an 2022. Yeah.
All right. So we got.
I don't think he's got a serious fight here. It's a Democrat. You know what's interesting? New Jersey is a very blue state, Joe. When it comes to national elections, U.S. Senate, presidential elections. When it comes to gubernatorial elections, we elect a significant number of Republicans and do it for two terms at a time. We're a purple state when it comes to state elections, largely because of property taxes, income taxes, a whole range of other issues. New Jersey transit? Bottom line is, on a national level, way more Democratic.
Yeah, so what did you think of the governor's State of the State address down there?
Governor Murphy.
Governor Cuomo.
Okay, I know this side of the river better. So listen, I respect the governor. I like the governor. He's a very nice guy. I look forward to interviewing him in a couple of weeks when I sit down with him. There's only one thing. I'm not sure over at the State House they have a calculator to add up exactly what all these programs are going to cost. I don't disagree with anything the governor wants to do, universal pre-K, free community college. It's all terrific. Oh. The problem is the money is not there for these things. And the governor right now is saying he wants to increase taxes on millionaires. Okay, very small percentage of the population. That's you, Piscopo. But here's the problem. The problem is in a state like New Jersey, even for Democrats, moderate Democrats, left-leaning Democrats, you can't ignore the fact that very wealthy New Jerseyans have an easy choice to go to Florida. You got no taxes there, no income tax. We lose that revenue. We're losing millions, billions of dollars over time. And Governor Murphy has to match up his agenda, his very progressive agenda, left-leaning Democrat as opposed to the more moderate Democrats, and match it up with the dollars that it's going to cost. If he starts doing that, he'll do better. But to date, not there yet.
And that, you know, and he, you know, he's a nice guy, by the way. And every time I say
he's
one of the nicest guys you ever meet. But tell me, is he going to be primaried? I keep asking this, and I don't know that it'll happen. But I know the war that's going on. This is Jersey politics. Now, Steve knows this better than anybody, man. What's going to go on with Steve Sweeney? The Steve Sweeney primary, Governor Murphy. I mean, and then you got our buddy George Norcross in the mix. That Governor Murphy's going after George Norcross. What the heck's happening with the Democratic Party in the state?
In some ways, this is inside baseball, and I'm not going to do that. But in a lot of ways, see, there are personality issues. Steve Sweeney, the president of the Senate, doesn't like Phil Murphy. I don't think Phil Murphy, who likes a lot of people, I don't think he likes Steve Sweeney. So, so on a lot of issues, they get stuck on personality, on ego. Steve Sweeney wanted to be governor a few years ago. Murphy came in with a lot of money. He became the governor. But the other issue is this. They're different kind of Democrats. you've got Murphy, who's more like an Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren Democrat. And then you've got Steve Sweeney, the president of the Senate. He's a Joe Biden moderate Democrat. They have philosophical political differences on tax policy, on a whole range of other things. They see the world differently. And that's part of the problem, too. So you have gridlock in New Jersey among Democrats. It's going to be interesting. I don't think he's going to be primary, but I think the Republicans are going to put up a legitimate candidate in 2021. It's going to be a real race in New Jersey for governor.
You think so? Jack Cittarelli, man. He's the guy that's working all the county chairs now. You know Jack. You think he's going to be the one? We like John Bramnick. We always think John Bramnick's going to go in. What are you hearing on the Republican side, Steve?
I think that Jack Cittarelli, who ran a very solid race, here's the problem. Guys like Cittarelli and Bramnick, solid people, served in the legislature. John Bramnick, still the Republican leader of the lower house in the state assembly, really a good person.
Yeah.
To run for governor in a state like New Jersey with a media market in New York and Philadelphia, to go on the air, the amount of money that it takes, it gives a guy like Phil Murphy a tremendous advantage because he can buy so much media. He can fund a lot of his campaign, and that's very hard for people who have to raise money. And by the way, who was talking about this before? I guess Frank was talking about the role of money. He's 1,000% right. Forget about this Parnas thing. I wish he could testify instead of just talking to Rachel Maddow. Put him under oath, see if he's telling the truth. But more importantly, why does a guy like that even have access? Because of money. Money is killing our political system.
Yeah, it's so true. But how do we get really influenced? It's like when they say Russia collusion. No, you buy it. The Russians bought a Facebook ad. That doesn't convince us.
Joe,
and then when you talk about money, Bloomberg? I don't know. And explain this to me politically, Steve, if you would. Steve Adubato with Joe on the radio. And you know politics, man. So Bloomberg is buying you right. He's buying millions, tens of millions of dollars. But now his numbers go up. Who's going to watch and go, now I'm going to listen to this guy just because he buys a TV ad? Maybe we're a little snarkier, a little hipper on Bloomfield Avenue, Steve. You know, I mean,
let me give you my view. First of all, I'm staying positive, but here's the thing about the Russian ads from my view, and here's the money issue. I don't have a problem with Bloomberg going into this race and spending all of his money. Trust me, we're not going to hold a fundraiser for him later. He's not going to win. He's not going to make a dent. But he's an American citizen. He served as mayor of New York. He's a great business person. Let him do it. I do have an issue, Joe, whether it influences things or not. The, quote, Russians buying ads on Facebook to disparage a Democratic candidate, to pump up a Republican candidate, or to disparage a Republican candidate. I don't want Russians involved in an American election. And using money to do that, to me, regardless of where one stands on the political spectrum, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, can we just agree that they're our elections? That's what our men and women fought for, free American Democrat with a small D elections. That's my only problem with that.
All right, Steve Adubato. Steve, well, you said it love. So the holidays went well. We haven't talked in a while. All good. Holiday, Christmas went good. New Year's went good.
Our kids got all kinds of wonderful gifts. they were spoiled. I got a pair of socks. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Just keep working for my wife and my ex-wife and all of our kids. It's all good. Joe, you can relate, can't you?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. Steve, thanks a lot. You Calandra Brett. I gotta send Al over there. Thank you. Steve Adubato right
there. Love you, guys.
Love you too, Steven. PBS anchor, author of the host of the Leadership Hour, Sundays on AM 970 The Answer. Thank you, Steve Adubato. Thank you, my friend. Hey, Russ Salzberg's coming up momentarily right now, 7:37. Big Al Gattulo right there. See, I said, forget about it. I say big. I meant Big Al because his personality is big. That's what I really mean. He's got the news for you live and local right here on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
24 degrees at 7:38 and still fat. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio says he's gained a better understanding of where improvements could be made to recently enacted bail reform laws. While praising the concept of bail reform and saying he's glad it got passed, the mayor says aspects of judicial review should also be looked at. He argues that by only allowing judges to consider flight risk cases in where bail has been restricted, it limits the legal system's ability to adapt. De Blasio maintains that while poverty-ridden individuals face unfair treatment under the previous system, judges still need control over whether or not to offer bail in some cases. PATH customers in Hoboken are going to have to find another way around starting at midnight from just after 12 a.m. tomorrow till 5 a.m. Monday morning. The Hoboken PATH station will be closed for signal maintenance. As a result, the World Trade Center path station will remain open all weekend during the hours the Hoboken station is shut. The Journal Square 33rd Street line will operate as usual, but there won't be any service in and out of Hoboken. The Hudson Bergen light rail system will be cross-honoring affected path riders at the Hoboken, Newport, and Exchange Play stations. In sports, Carlos Beltran, no longer the manager of the Mets. It was only on November 4th that he was hired to helm the Amazons, but after being named to Major League Baseball's investigation into allegations that the Houston Astros were stealing signs during their 2017 championship season, the controversy has resulted in his exit. We'll talk to Russ Salzberg in just a couple of minutes about that. Rangers beat the Islanders at the Coliseum 3-2. The Red Wings smoked the Devils 5-2. The Knicks were crushed by the Suns 121-98. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Mo's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. PATH trains running on or close to schedule. Heading over to the LIRR, looks like a 10-minute delay through Garden City because of a broken crossing gate out near that station. Over on the LIE eastbound, heading out towards Searingtown Road, the right lane is blocked after last night's accident over there. It looks like you're moving slowly here on Sunrise Highway West at Brentwood Road into Bayshore. A debris spill to deal with over there. It's still busy at the Verrazano Bridge, upper level, getting into Staten Island with an overturned truck on that upper level. Staten Island Expressway eastbound heavy right through the Verrazano. Eastbound BQE up by McGinnis-Humboldt. That's an accident as well. Northbound Van Wyck getting up toward Atlantic Avenue. They just cleaned up a collision over there. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you on 80 East exit 60. It's an accident on the ramp getting right into Patterson. Checking in on the forecast. Sunny today. High of only 30. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984. 908-994-5984 or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, Russ Salzberg coming up in a second. I wanted to tell you about Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. He wants to give you something back for making MyPillow the great company that it is. If you go to MyPillow.com and you click on the radio listener specials, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, so much more. I love this from Mike, okay? This is for you from Mike Lindell. Buy one, get one free offer. Buy one, get one free offer today on Giza Sheets. Buy one, get one free. So MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Check out the MyPillow. Check out the Giza sheets. Check out the towels. You check out everything. And you might, that MyPillow is still the greatest pillow out there. But right now, for Mike Lindell, he's offering you this special. Buy one, get one free on Giza sheets. All you have to do is enter the promo code AM970, all right? MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, and the promo code is AM970. You can call as well, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or again, MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970, The Answer.
I'll tell you, last week was a rough week. My psychiatrist told me I'm going crazy. I said to him, if you don't mind, I'd like a second opinion. He said, all right, you're ugly, too. He told me to lay on the couch face down. You kid, I know I'm ugly. I stuck my head out the window, got arrested for mooning. I was an ugly kid, too. I worked in a pet store. People kept asking how big I'd get. I want you to try to make me a poster boy for birth control.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Russ Salzberg, a 744 legendary New York sports reporter, host of the Get a Load of This podcast. Hey, Russ, welcome back to the program. It's been a while. Happy New Year, my friend.
What's going on, Big Joe?
Hey, man, we're doing great. We're having fun. All good by the grace of God. We're dying to hear your take on everything.
I have some breaking news for you.
Uh-oh,
the Mets have their new manager. It was just announced. And not only their new manager, but the first female manager in the history of Major League Baseball, Elizabeth Warren. She dropped out of the race for the Democrats, but she's taken the job only on the stipulation that they changed the Mets name from the Mets to the New York Native Americans.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, I believe that in a second. Hey, this is crazy. You know, I love baseball. I was so excited after we go to the Gold Glove Awards to see how great this young crop of baseball players are. Then this breaks. Russ, how did they find out about the drum thing? Sometimes I think we shouldn't even find out about these things, but who was the rat? Who was the whistleblower?
What was the guy? Mike Fears, who used to play for the Astros. But, you know, we were hearing about the banging last season. But let me just say this, Joe. You know, people are saying, but for crying out loud, Russ, you know, there's been sign stealing going on forever. Sign stealing, which to me I viewed as gamesmanship. You know, you're able to steal this, you're able to steal that.
Yeah.
This, though, what has happened has taken it to a whole new level with video rooms and buzzers and beepers and hot water bottles, whatever the hell you want to call it. Let me say this, though. A lot of people are talking, well, it's unfair. These guys shouldn't have been fired or there's no loyalty, shouldn't have been fired. All these managers who were just fired, Beltran, Hinch, Cora, the GM in Houston, Lunau, they had to be fired. Now, some say, why did they have to be fired? You have a business. 970, The Answer, has a business. You cannot. How could they, the Astros and the Mets and the Red Sox, run their business with that dark cloud hanging over their head with an interim manager? Let me ask you this. Suppose any one of those teams had an interim manager and an interim GM, in case of the Astros, and let's say they won the World Series. So what are the Astros supposed to do? Fire the guy at the end of the season and bring the old guys back? It's business. That's what it is. Carlos Beltran, God bless him.
Yeah.
He could never, ever withstand the heat that would come with the territory, especially in his first year as manager. Every time they would ask him about this, every day, 162 games, he would have to answer questions about this. It would be relentless. And especially for a first-year manager, no way he could handle it.
Yeah, it's amazing what's going on. And do you think they should call back the championships? Because is there a redo? Should they do like a one game with the Dodgers or the Yankees in that playoffs in 2017?
Hold on, big boy. Hold on. I know you're wearing your pinstripe drawers. Let me
Can
ask you a question.
You...
for A-Rod, should they call all the games back? I know CC Sabathia, God love him, and I love CC. CC says we feel cheated. Yankees, we feel cheated by the Astros and Red Sox. Oh, every time I would ask about A-Rod, he's a great teammate. Come on, stop. There's no redo. What's done is done. It needs to be fixed. It needs to be rectified, but you move forward. These people bellyaching now, well, we were cheated. Nobody was bellyaching about being cheated when you were cheating.
Yeah,
you can't have it both ways.
Yeah. Hey, so tell me about Altuve. Did he wasn't wearing a wire, was he, man? I mean,
that's what they say. I found it very strange when you look at it now. He didn't want him to pull off his shirt because his wife was going to get mad. Oh, okay.
Don't touch my shirt. Don't touch my shirt.
I got some beachfront property in Spanish Harlem. You want to buy it, Joe?
And he thought, what? So he's wearing a wire that went, could he hear something? Was he broadcasting something? How did that work?
No, apparently they were buzzing him. like beep beep.
Oh my gosh.
You know, remember those old things we used to have as kids, the handshake buzzers when you shake somebody's hand
sure,
and you buzz them?
Sure, yeah,
maybe
absolutely.
That's what it was. I don't know.
I don't know. But here,
maybe the manager or somebody was sitting in the dugout on a whoopee cushion and it was real loud.
So 7:48 with the great Russ Salzberg. Keith Hernandez, great. He was one of the really great guys. I know you love Keith. He just tweeted out, everybody calm down. This current crisis is unfortunate to the nth degree, but not insurmountable. We have a solid team, good core of young everyday players mixed with veterans and a solid rotation. He goes, they have great camaraderie and a spirit and a will to win. So where do we go from here, and who do the Mets hire now, Russ Salzberg?
Well, I'll tell you what. The one thing that I think the Mets must do, and I didn't necessarily say that before the season, because my initial choice before Beltran, if they wanted to go to a first-time manager, was a guy who used to play for the Mets. I think he was a bench coach with the White Sox, Joe McEwing. But under these circumstances, it must be an experienced, veteran-savvy, tough-minded skipper to handle what's going to come his way. Especially not just in light of the scandal, but just taking over in New York on a short notice. My first choice would listen. I wanted Joe Girardi to get the job before anybody last year. Well, he's now in Philly. Buck Showalter is available. I would go after Buck Showalter. Quite frankly, there's a guy who I'm very high on, but I don't know if he still wants to manage. He left the Giants last season, Bruce Bochy. You need a tough-minded, experienced guy who can come in, handle the players, and do it on a short notice because spring training's in a couple of weeks, but also be able to handle the media. Because I got to tell you, Joe, I've been in this business 36 years. The media today is not like it was. It's, first of all, nobody wants to be right now. Everybody wants to be first. It's clickbait. It's everything else. Whether we like it or not, that's the way it is. And you need a tough-minded guy able to stand up to the intense heat. And believe me, the intensity of the heat on the new Mets manager is going to be off the charts.
Russ, you're the best. Great conversation, man. You know, we love you. We appreciate your expertise. About football, I got to, before we let you go, we got 2 seconds. Your thoughts on the league championship games this weekend. Who are we going to see in the Super Bowl, man?
Well, I'm liking Frisco to beat Green Bay in what I think is a good game. And everybody's liking Kansas City, but I have to tell you, the Titans are on a roll. This Derrick Henry is running like he's Secretariat winning the Triple Crown. He's absolutely a beast running. What he's done in the playoffs thus far is incredible. I'm calling for an upset, a Titans upset in Kansas City. Mind you, I do like the Chiefs.
Yeah, man.
I know people with the Chiefs, but I just got a feeling. You know what this Tennessee team reminds me of? It reminds me of the Giants when they would get on their wild card roll and when they won their last two Super Bowls. I think the Titans have it in them.
I tell you, this is the man. This is the guy that knows sports better than anybody else. Russ Salzberg, we love you, Russ. Love to you. Love to the family, man.
Hey,
and thanks,
hey, Joe, before you let me go, how are the child support and alimony payments going?
It's great. I'll be working. Look at you and me. The thing is, the difference between you and I is you are happily married. You have grandchildren. You are so nice. But you keep working, and I'll keep working right with you for other reasons. But you and I aren't going to stop, buddy. We're going until we're like in 110, all right? A deal?
That's the way I want it to be, buddy. Love you, pal.
It.
Regards to everybody there.
I love you too, Russ. There he goes. 7:52. Whoa, we got to go to Debbie Duhaime on the road. She's checking out traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, keep on working. Good morning, Joe. Let's go to the LIE eastbound getting out toward Searingtown Road. Right lane is still blocked after last night's accident there. Westbound LIE into Glen Cove Road, an accident there. Over on the Belt West at Rockaway Boulevard, that's a collision. Verrazano Bridge upper level into Staten Island, an accident over there as well. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 20, Holland about 30. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I feel great. I got to tell you something. I have more energy and I feel like my endurance is starting to grow. And then the third thing is I have clarity of my mind. So my mind is sharper. And the fourth thing is My hair and nails are different. I always had good fingernails, and as I got older, they would start to split. They are so strong right now, and my hair is fuller. It feels like it's thicker. It's softer, and it looks so healthy. So I am so different right now, and I feel different. And you know what? When you look at yourself in the mirror and you see stuff like that, it makes you feel better, you know? It boosts your spirit. It actually pushed me into looking for other things that I could do to make myself feel better or look better. Because when you're not feeling well and you have chronic pain, you just don't think about anything else. So I am thrilled with this. And I have energy when I get up. I take the pills at 10 o'clock in the morning because they give me that boost that takes me all the way through to 5 o'clock in the evening. It's just great. I just am so thrilled. I can't even tell you. I think all this stuff together, the balance in nature, I think, is the glue that's making all this stuff hold for me. I just really believe it's my foundation. I think this is the best thing ever.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
The greatest explorers used to rely on compasses and telescopes. Now they rely on Ford Copilot 360 technology with available intelligent adaptive cruise control with stop and go, lane centering and speed sign recognition as they discover new worlds from available heated leather captain seats. The 2020 Ford Explorer, completely redesigned and more intuitive than ever. It's the greatest exploration vehicle of all time.
Driver assist features are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, need to control the vehicle.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
You know, one of the best things about doing the show, 756, aside first and foremost from you kind enough to listen, you know, and to check in with us, is meeting the great people that I meet along the way. And Mike Connors and Beth Connors is one of those things when Jerry Crowley, our boss, said, hey, Joe, I want you to go out. I want you to sit with Mike and Beth. And, man, it's just been a love fest ever since. Great people, you know. And then I got to talk to Mike about estate planning, about wills, about trust, about powers of attorney, and how, you know, just leery I was of all that, because who do you trust, who don't you trust? Mike said, come out, Joe, come to Connors and Sullivan, let's talk, and then we'll work out whatever you need. Just like that, right? So now these are great folks, and I go out there, I don't know what to expect, so he gives me the number, this number that I give you, 718-238-6500, right? And I talked to Lisa, and she's great, and she got right back to me, and then they got me to Bridget over there. And long story short, like I always tell you, I worked out everything for an estate plan, because I always worry about my, you know, Russ has busted my chops about all the kids I have, but I worry about the financial legacy that I leave. Mike Connors could figure that. And look, if he could figure it out for me with my life, just think of what he can do for you. And plus, you get a free initial consultation with a lawyer at Connors and Sullivan. So I invite you to call the Connors, okay? And you'll meet Justin and Kelly and Rose and Bridget and the great team over there at Connors and Sullivan. They're in Manhattan. I went to Brooklyn. You can go to Brooklyn as well. Queens, they're on Staten Island. You think you know, you don't know. You got to call Connors and Sullivan. You know, get that free initial consultation, okay? 718-238-6500, Connors and Sullivan. And don't forget to listen, please, to Mike. Ask the Lawyers, the name of the show with Mike Connors, Sunday mornings right here on AM 970, The Answer, at 11 a.m. and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission. Hey, Joe Lumberg's with us. Joey, how you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
It's freezing out there. Joe, what's going on? It's not going much... We're going to 30 degrees today, you think?
Yeah, but maybe freezing, that's about it. But at least it'll be sunny. Clouds come in tonight. Tomorrow we're going to get some snow that'll change to some rain during the evening hours, probably 1 to 3 inches before that changeover takes place in the city.
All right, God, you are good, Joe Lumberg. Thanks so much. He knows we're on the clock. He goes right for it. We love you, Joe. Thanks so much. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what films you may want to see on the weekend. Mike Gallagher's with us and Nicole Malliotakis. And you right here on AM 970, The Answer, coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
24 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The lineup for the 2020 Governor's Ball has been announced. The 10th Annual Music Festival will have Missy Elliott among its headliners. Elliott will be making her first major New York City performance in more than a decade. Other acts include Miley Cyrus, Stevie Nicks, and Vampire Weekend. The festival takes place on Randall's Island Friday, June 5th through Sunday, June 7th. The Ocean Avenue Shark River Bridge is going to close down for several months starting Monday. The crossing between Belmar and Avon-by-the-Sea will be closed to traffic and pedestrians starting on January 20th, won't reopen until sometime in May. Closure intended to allow for emergency repairs to the steel that supports the bridge. One of the bridge's spans will remain open throughout the project. In sports, Rangers beat the Islanders 3-2, Red Wings over the Devils 5-2, Knicks crushed by the Suns 121-98, and Carlos Beltran has stepped down as Mets manager. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.